Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning and hoist the Stanley Cup once again. Blackhawks fans, this is your destination for a complete recap of this historic season and full coverage of the celebration.
This is what it's all about. That's why we play the game.
We're going to be partying with the city for at least a week straight here.
To hoist that thing, it hasn't sunk in yet.
It was a great achievement. I'm going to enjoy this one.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Congratulations to the Blackhawks from the Wolves on their Stanley Cup. Corey Crawford stopped 25 of 25 shots last night in last night's 2-0 Stanley Cup win over the Lightning. Eddie Olczyk was on with Mullion Hanley this morning after calling last night's game with Doc Emrick, and he said the United Center last night was something special.
It was an unbelievable night last night at the United Center. I mean, that place, the beginning of the game, and then when Duncan Keith scored that GWG, that was the loudest building I've ever been in. I mean, it was just, I mean, I had my headsets on because I was working, but I could not hear. It was just, it was deafening.
You go at mullionhanley.com. Blackhawks owner Rocky Wirtz told Boers and Bernstein today that the parade will be Thursday morning, but the city is still determining where to hold the celebration due to flooding. As for the Stanley Cup, it has returned to the United Center after making the lunch rounds today. Cubs just tweeted that the Cup will be at Wrigley Field tonight. Bears mandatory minicamp got underway today. Martellus Bennett was there to take part. He was asked if he's seeking a new contract.
I think for most people, the idea of being in a contract for not as long as they think you should because of what's socially acceptable to the community of football, I think that's when people get into it. Like, oh, it's 2 years left. But most people don't honor their damn phone contracts. They switch from Sprint to T-Mobile 1 year to it.
Kyle Long saw more time at right tackle today while Jordan Mills deals with a minor appendix issue. To baseball, White Sox are now 6 games under 500 after losing their last 4 in a row. They'll try to turn things around tonight in Pittsburgh when Jose Quintana faces Charlie Morton. Morton is 4-0 with an ERA of just 2.05 this season. Chris Ronji has pregame at 5:30. Cubs have called up their number 2 prospect to DH during the next 6 games of interleague play. Kyle Schwarber will be at Wrigley Field tonight. He won't start but could pinch hit. Jake Arrieta faces the Indians' Trevor Bauer tonight at 7:05. And the FBI and Department of Justice said today they're investigating the St. Louis Cardinals for corporate espionage. The FBI says at least one person in the Cardinals organization hacked into the Astros' internal network and information about trades, proprietary statistics, and scouting reports were compromised. 4 games underway around the league right now. Minnesota trails St. Louis 3-1 in the 6th. Houston and Colorado underway. Houston leads 7-3. Oakland and San Diego scoreless in the 2nd. Seattle and San Francisco also scoreless in the 2nd. Atlanta and Boston just getting underway. Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. Warriors are up 3-2 on the Cavs. And in soccer, the U.S. women take on Nigeria tonight in their final game of group play. A win puts the U.S. in the knockout round. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon for more information. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Sox take on the Pirates on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this hour is brought to you by the Illinois Education Association.
Boars and Bernstein.
Jay Bland.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And welcome in, Boys of Bernstein, 312-644-6767. We haven't taken a single call today. We've been busy with a lot of issues to discuss.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation with Rocky Wirtz. Mm-hmm. We had a nice conversation with Eldon Ham. So it is an opportunity for you, 312-644-6767. You know what's nice about last night, too? That if you did spend your 10 grand or whatever it was on that seat,
on the glass,
you got every damn penny's worth. All of it. That if you've got that kind of discretionary income where you say, you know, I'm going to spin the wheel here and it's possible they could lose 4-1 and you're going to go home grumbling. But that's I think some of the joy there, too, has to be financial. There's got to be some economic win-win there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted like a 3-0 loss. That would have been a little like, oh, my God, I paid $10,000
right
for that.
Well, and I don't think it's an arbitrary number, too, because for some guy who bought and spent $1,000 on a standing room seat, you know, for him, in his budget, it might be like somebody else spending $15,000 for the under level.
$1,500, weren't they?
Just for standing room. Yeah, I guess the crush to get in when they opened the doors was really quite something to see, because it was also there was a monsoon outside, so people just couldn't wait to try to get inside anything. People were just soaked. People were coming into the Ogden last night. They looked like they'd been swimming.
Well, there was ones that were right outside our window there. There were like there's a little awning there. It wasn't fully open. They were huddled under it. She was hiding her face. It was raining so hard. They're just like ducking.
Yep.
I'm thinking, dude, you can walk in. They'll let you in. You know, the place was crowded, but you can get in the lobby.
But that's the sort of thing where you plunk down that money and they did it for you. You know, there's like a thank you there. It's not just that they won the Stanley Cup, it's that they did it there that night at home, justifying your expenditure and making it what you expected it to
worth
be.
Every penny. I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
That's why
a lot of damn money, but you certainly did.
A couple times a year, I plunk down for tickets for the it's a mommy and son thing to go, because I prefer watching on television, but they love it, and it's the sort of thing where if I'm always trying to make sure that the kid understands that you have to take time to appreciate it. You've got to know that it's three championships, and it feels like it's just something that happens, like it's the same movie that they keep showing. But in pro sports, it's not
nothing guaranteed.
You've got to savor it. You've got to realize it. You've got to make sure, and that's probably why people are scrambling for every bit of every souvenir, every trinket that they can find. You know, these pop-up stores. I saw the line on Michigan Avenue was out like around the block. It was like 50 deep to get into the Blackhawks merchandise store. And you obviously be careful what you're buying depending on where, but I saw that there was a...
Yeah, there was a few of those operating too. You had to watch.
Well, there's one right at the corner at the gas station at the corner of Western and Irving Park. And what I found interesting is here's all this, the Blackhawks gear, right? Your jersey shirts and jerseys and everything. It's in a little tent right there. And there's a big sign in front that says, "We accept Link Card." And I'm thinking, if you're spending government money, is that, I needed a ruling on that. I didn't know if it's okay or not okay. You know, because I think that's kind of supposed to be for food, right?
Yeah,
isn't the Link Card is food stamps, right?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that somebody on government assistance could then get themselves.
Depends on how much you want for the cap, I guess. How much you just want for the cap, because they were out of them. The guy that my physical therapist went and tried to get a cap today, got nothing and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Out.
But is that okay to say, I really could feed my kids, but instead I need a Brian Bickle hat.
You can skip a lunch, I think, can't you? I mean, if you say, all right, you know what? I want that damn hat. Taking off the Sox cap and putting on the Hawks cap. I don't know. I would. Yeah, I guess if it's that important to you, and it seems to be that important to everybody in this city and everybody in the suburbs to wear it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Skip a meal.
So it's okay.
A meal all the time. It didn't hurt you.
That you're allowed to do that. But as a taxpayer, is that okay?
Well, what am I going to do? If that's my biggest beef.
That's what I'm wondering. Are you okay with it as a taxpayer saying that my hard-earned dollars are going to pay for these people to buy Hawk stuff? I don't mind. Whatever. You know what? I'd rather.
Well, there's definitely a little element of that in there. Yes, other things as well. I don't think are correct. But yeah, I'll give you the call.
I feel better about that than when I see somebody at the grocery store using the card to buy like 15 gallons of orange soda. You know, that's kind of like you're 700 pounds and you're buying
700
this
pounds.
And it's going to make you horribly, horribly unhealthy. And I would prefer you get something that might be a little better for you, but that's up to her.
You're not a licensed physician.
That's true. I pretend to be one often.
Don't go up to her
not.
And say, I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. And
put the soda back,
15
chubby.
Gallons of orange soda
that.
Is bad for
no,
you.
No, don't do that. Play it here, don't play it there, because you'll have to beat your ass.
Well, Tanner wants to know here, why would Eddie Olczyk say GWG when saying game-winning goal takes one extra syllable? I don't know. I can't answer for that. He just wanted to call it GWG, not BFB and not BFIB. That's best fans in baseball, but no, GWG. That's okay.
BFB is something else again. So yeah, I'd even notice that. But, you know, hey, look, he's one of the best, not only at one sport, at two.
So the official Cubs release says that fans are encouraged to arrive early for tonight's festivities, beginning around 6:30 p.m., the Blackhawks will take a celebratory lap around Wrigley Field's warning track, pose for pictures on the field with the Stanley Cup, and throw a ceremonial first pitch. So I guess you take pictures. You can take a picture, like a selfie, with the cup and the Hawks in the background if you want. Because it's that time of year. It,